Hello, welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Yud Daled. So where are we holding? We are holding by the reign of King Asa. Let me just remind you of the lineage, okay? There was King David, followed by his son King Shlomo, followed by his son Rechavam. At the point of Rechavam, the kingdom split into Malchus Yehuda. If you recall, we learned this, and Malchus Yisrael under Yeravam ben Nevat. Then after Rechavam, we had his son Avia. Avia died, and now who is appointed in his stead? Asa, Aleph, Samech Aleph. In English, I guess, it would be spelled A-S-A. So that's where we are. We're going to talk now about the rulership of King Asa, Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Aleph. Asa was a good king, and here we learn in this parak that he wants to rid the land of idolatry of Avodah Zarah. Vayas Asa hatov v'hayashar b'inei Hashem Elokav. And Asa did what is good and straight in the eyes of the Lord his God. Now, immediately when I read this pasuk, the first thing that came to mind was a command in Sefer Devarim. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches, in the book of Devarim. The Pasuk tells us, Va'asisa ha-yashar v'hatov be'enei Hashem. Listen to those words, Va'asisa ha-yashar v'hatov be'enei Hashem. You shall do what is straight and good in the eyes of God. And if you do that, the Pasuk says, Laman yitav lach, so that it will be good for you. Uvasa v'yarashta es ha-aretz ha-tova asher nishba Hashem l'vosecha. And you will come and you will take possession of the good land that God has sworn to your forefathers. And interestingly, you're going to see in this parak that after we are introduced to King Asa, who does what is good and straight in the law in the eyes of Hashem, he is able to fight back against an Egyptian attack. So this pasuk in Sefer Devarim, again, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yod Ches in Devarim, is very prophetic because we see it comes true here in Divrei Hayamim Bet, Pasuk Perek Yod Daled, where Asa does what is Tov and Yasher in the eyes of Hashem, and in that merit, he is able to take possession of the land, strengthen the hold over the land, and fight back an Egyptian attack. So, Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Aleph, Vayas Asa Hatov Vahayashar Beinei Hashem Elokav. And King Asa did what was good and straight in the eyes of Hashem, his God. Going back to Devarim for 1 minute, the command is Vasisa Hayashar Vahatov Beinei Hashem. You shall do what is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. I just want to tell you what Rashi and Chumash says. It's very powerful. Rashi and Chumash says, "Hayasher v'hatov zo pishara v'lifnim mishuris hadin." This is compromise and going beyond the letter of the law. So, if you want to know what is straight and good in the eyes of God, it's to be a person who is able to compromise, and it is someone who acts beyond the letter of the law, not just according to the strict law, but also you could say in the spirit of the law. "Vasisa hayasher v'hatov b'nei Hashem zo pishara v'lifnim mishuris hadin." This is compromise and going beyond the letter of the law. And that's such an important Musar Haskam. We learn it from King Asa. He was able to be Tov and Yashar Be'enei Hashem Elokav. And it is really the ticket to success in life, and specifically not only in Avodas Hashem, but in interaction between Adam L'Chaveiro. It's not enough to be exacting in Halacha when it comes to interaction with God, so to speak. We must be Yashar and Tov when it comes to interaction with fellow man, which Rashi and Chumash tells us is Pshara V'lifni Mishur Sadin. So the Pasuk tells us that this is how Asa behaved, and in this merit, the fulfillment of the pasuk from Devarim comes true. He will take possession of the good land that God swore to your forefathers. So let's see what happens in the story of Asa. Pasuk Bet, Vayasar es mizbechod hanecher v'habamas. Oh, he removed and he destroyed the altars, the foreign altars, and the bamos to foreign gods. Vayishaber es hamatzevos. He broke the monuments to the Avodah Zarah, foreign worship. Vayigada es ha'esherim. He cut down the Asherah trees, the trees used for idol worship. So we see that he was a good king who wants to eradicate foreign worship from the land. Vayomer leYehuda, and he instructs Malchus Yehuda, Lidros as Hashem Elokei Avosim. It is time to seek out Hashem, the Lord of your forefathers, V'la'asos HaTorah V'HaMitzvah. And he encourages people to do Torah and Mitzvah. So clearly Asa here at this point in his rulership is a king who is going with Tov and Yashar Be'enei Hashem. He is smashing the idols, cutting down the Asherah trees, destroying foreign altars to foreign gods, and encouraging the people to seek out Hashem. V'yasar mikol arei Yehuda sabamos. Bamos v'asachamanim. He removed from the cities of Judah all of the Bamos and all the sun gods, but the Avodah Zarah that they used to worship the sun pillars, chamanim, sun pillars, to worship the sun, v'tishkot hamemlacha lefana, from shaket. And the land was quiet, at rest, tranquil, before him as king. And now he builds fortified cities, pasukei, kishakta ha'aretz, because the land was quiet. So he had time and the ability to fortify the dominion of his rulership and the cities under his rulership, because the land is quiet. Ve'ein imo mechama bashanim ha'ela, because he was not busy with war during these years, ki heiniach Hashem lo, God gave him rest. Therefore, he had time to build up and fortify his kingdom. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of practical sense. If someone is busy fighting war, if you're always on the defensive, you can't be on the offensive. But if things are quiet and you're not on the defense, then you have time to build up your city and build up your kingdom. And that's exactly what he does. Vayomer Yehuda, and he says to the tribes that live under his dominion in Malchus Yehuda, Nivna es ha'arim ha'ela, let us build up these cities. V'nasev choma u'migdalim dalasayim uvrichim, and we will establish, we will build up a wall and towers and doors and bars. Odenu ha'artzafaneinu, the land is still before us. So he wants to build fortified walled cities to protect against an enemy invasion. Ki darashnu es Hashem Elokeinu. You know why the land is quiet? Because we have sought out Hashem our God. Darashnu vayanach lanu misavi, because we sought out God, we want to be closer to God. He rewarded us and he gave us rest all around. Vayivnu, and they build up the land and they build up his kingdom and the towns in his kingdom. Vayatzlichu, and they are successful in what they are doing. Now, the next pasuk tells us that Asa had an army. Vayihil Asa Chayil, he had an army. And this army was a force who would bear a shield, v'romach miYehuda, and a spear from Yehuda. How many did he have? Shalosh me'os elef. From Judah, there were 300,000 soldiers. Umbi Binyamin, and from the territory of Binyamin, no se'magain, carrying shields, and spear, v'darche keshas, and archers, like bow and arrow, ma'asayim u'shmonim elef, 280,000. And the pasuk tells you, kol elu giburei chayil, they were strong soldiers and mighty warriors. So he has 300,000 from the territory of Yehuda and 280,000 from the territory of Binyamin. It sounds like a very nice and strong army, except that wait till you hear how many the enemy has. And it reminds me of the, you will hear soon, the 1967 Six-Day War, when the IDF, Chayalei Tzva HaHagana Yisrael, were outnumbered, and the amassing Arab armies on the border were in the millions of millions, and nobody thought that there was any way, it's a historical fact, that before the 67 Six-Day War, they were building mass graves in the national parks in Israel, because they believed that that's how many casualties there would be. How could it be Ma'atim, Rabim Biad Ma'atim? And we thought all hope was lost. However, although Avda Tikvatenu, and so beautifully you see that here in the days of Asa. So he has 300,000 soldiers from Judah and 280,000 soldiers from Binyamin. However, how much does the attacking king have? Vayetze Aleim Zerach HaKushi. Zerach from Kush came out against them, Bechayel with his army, Aleph Alephayim, 1,000. Thousands. What's 1,000 times 1,000? So 1,000 is 3 zeros. You add another 3 zeros. That's a 1 with 6 zeros. That's 1,000,000 soldiers. Umarkavo shalosh me'os. Look at this. 300 chariots. Vayavo ad Maresha. And he came to Maresha in the land of Yehuda. So now, it's very nice that Asa is doing so well, but he is a small army. And coming off from the Kush dynasty that ruled over Egypt, there is a huge force. No wonder this reminds me when I was looking through this parak of the Six-Day War. How could it be? Rabbi Mi'ad Ma'atim. Would the many fall into the hands of the few? Would it be Giborim Biad Chalashim, the strong in the hands of the weak? Now, we are told that Asa's army was strong, but they are still vastly outnumbered. Okay? So what is going to happen? So right, 300,000 plus 280,000 is 580,000. The enemy almost has double the army. So Asa goes out before him, in other words, before this king, Zerach the Cushi. They got ready for war. They deployed, they arranged for war in the valley of Tzufata at Maresha. Again, Maresha is in the land of Yehuda. So what does a Jew do? A Jew prepares for war. We learn from Yaakov Avinu and Vayishlach when he was getting ready for war with his brother Esav. After not seeing him for 20 years, he sent gifts, okay. Asa does not send gifts. But the other two things is he divides his family into two different camps. Asa prepares for war by dividing up his army to appropriate strategic locations. And then what does Yaakov do? He davens. Yaakov Avinu says, "Kontonti mikol chasadim mikol emes asher asisi esav decha ki b'makli avarti es hayarden azos v'achshav ayisi l'shtei machanos." Yaakov Avinu says, "God, I am humbled before you. You have done so much for me. Hatzileini amiyad achi miyad Esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Ki yare ani oso, because I am afraid of him." So what does Asa do? Hakol kol Yaakov, going with the power of tefillah of our forefathers, and Asa calls out to Hashem, and he says, "Hashem, eim imcha la'azor bein rav lein koach. You're so mighty, you're so powerful. Makes no difference to you to help he who is many or help he who is weak and doesn't have strength. Azareinu Hashem Elokeinu." Help us, Hashem our God. Just please help us. Ki alachla nish'anu uvishimcha banu al hahamon hazeh. Why should you help us? Because we rely upon you, and we are coming in your name against this great multitude. Hashem Elokeinu ata al yatzor imcha enosh. Hashem, let no man overcome you, kaviyachol, as if a man could overcome. And what is the end result? Vayigov Hashem es haKushim lifnei Asa. God smote down the Kushim before Asa, v'lifnei Yehuda, and before Yehuda. Vayanusu haKushim. The Kushim ran away. This is Pasuk Yud Aleph. So I think the lashon there is very important. Vayigov Hashem es haKushim lifnei Asa. Sure, we have to do our hishtados. And Asa had his soldiers, and they were mighty warriors, and they had archers with their bow and arrows, and they had their shield, 580,000. Person has to do their hishtados. Ein somchenu al hanes. On the other hand, we have to know, Ein lanu amilahi she'ein ela alavinu b'shabashamayim. The pasuk does not say that Asa smote the Kushim with the help of God. It says, Vayigov Hashem es haKushim lifnei Asa. Hashem, excuse me, smote the Kushim before Asa. And that is where our true power comes. Again, Asa eradicated idol worship from the land and Asherah trees from the land, and he encouraged the people to seek out God. So Hashem is with him. Pasuk Yud Beis tells us that Asa and the people were with him, pursued the enemy until Grar. Now, Grar is also very significant. If you recall, when do we see the town of Grar? Once again, I'm going back to Chumash. You will notice that a lot of my teaching ultimately goes back to Chumash or Chumshei Torah. That's because that's the blueprint of everything. The famous Ma'amar Zohar, Histako Bel Raisu Bara Alma. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. The Ribbono Shel Olam looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the blueprint for everything that happens. And so you see that so much of the narratives in Divrei Hayam and Bed here that have to do with the kings from Shlomo and on relate in some fashion back to Chumash. When do we see Grar as very significant? It's in the life of Yitzchak Avinu, the second patriarch, specifically in Perek Chaf Vav of Bereishis, Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz. There was a famine in the land, not the first famine that was in the days of Avram, a new famine. Vayelech Yitzchak el Avimelech Melech Plishtim Grara. So Yitzchak had to go find food, so he leaves Eretz Yisrael proper, so to speak, and he goes to a new territory, which is still within the border of Eretz Yisrael, because Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's the Ola Tamima. So Yitzchak goes to the territory of Avimelech, the king of Plishtim, to Grar. Parakhov Vava Bereshis. And Hashem appeared to him and he said, "Don't go down to Egypt, dwell in this land that I will say to you, live in this land, I will be with you, I will bless you, to you and your seed, I will give all of these lands. I will establish my oath that I've sworn to Abram your father. I will increase your seed like the stars of the heaven, and I will give your children this entire land." And then what does the Pasuk say? Pasuk Vav. I'm not going through the whole Perech of Vav of Bereishis here, but what does the Pasuk tell us? After God appears to Avram and he says, "Dwell in this land," Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigrar. Yitzchak dwelled in Grar. So we know it was a territory in Eretz Yisrael. At that time, it was under the king of Plishtim, Avimelech. And this, at this moment, Asa chases the enemy From Cush. Remember, they came from Cush, the rulers over Egypt at that time. And he chases them until where? He chases them ad Gerar. Where am I? Just, I lost my place because I was back in Chumash. Vayir defame asa v'amashar imo ad the Gerar. Vayipo mekushim la'ein lahem mechia ki nishbu lefnei Hashem v'lifnei machaneu. So Asa is successful and the Cushim fell beyond recovery. They were broken before Hashem and before his camp. And Asa and Yehuda carried away a great many spoils. They smote the cities around Gerar, the Pasuk tells us, and they plundered all the cities. There was so much plunder in them. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt notes about Gerar, it's the name of a city in a region in the eastern Negev. Okay, and again, we saw it already in Sefer Bereishis, very significant in the life of Yitzchak Avinu. Last Pasuk, so Asa wins the war. He is successful, even though he has half the army. He has God on his side. The Gam Ahale Miknehiku Vayishbu Vatzon Lerav Ugmalim Vayashuvu Yerushalayim. In Pasuk Gedala, they smote the tens of the herders of the enemies in the cities around Gerar. They captured the flocks in abundance, Ugmalim and camels, Vayashuvu Yerushalayim, and they returned, this Pasuk doesn't say, but obviously triumphant to Yerushalayim. So Asa has been successful with when one has God on their side, they will always be successful. And also, when you do what is yasher and tov, be'enei Hashem, pshara v'lifni mishura sadin, Hashem be'ezor Hashem will reward us in kind. Thank you for studying together with me, li'ilui nishma, malka Esther, batzvi Yosef, alaha hashalom, may Hashem have an aliyah in the zchut of the Torah that we shared. I wish you a wonderful day, and be'ezor Hashem, I look forward to continuing our learning tomorrow. Kol tov.